Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Once upon a time, there was a girl
who dreamed of flying through the stars,
who dared to resist injustice,
who lived to a beat and a rhythm that was all her own.
Her name was
Chloe.
Frida.
Oprah.
Celia Cruz.
Josephine.
Greta.
Ruth.
Alice.
One day, she
wondered, could today be the beginning of something new?
This was her one opportunity to do something, something big.
So that's exactly what she did.
Along the way, she discovered that
she wasn't alone.
Her body felt strong, her mind sharp.
She was prepared to work as hard as it took.
Her words were making a real change, and she felt powerful.
I'm Gayle King.
I'm Andra Day.
I'm Diane Gibbons.
I'm Lindsay Vaughn.
I'm Jamila Jamal.
I'm Anita Hill.
I'm Brenda Chapman.
I'm Alana Glazer.
And this is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts or find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to our final episode of the season. 'Tis very shocking to already be on our last episode. It's been quite a season. We've had missing leashes, ruined picnics, showdowns in a dog park, invisible codes, magical mules, talking statues, and more. And now, it all comes down to this, the final battle between my nemesis, Professor Mittens, and I. Today is the 100-year birthday, or centennial, of the founding of Pflugerville. It also is the grand opening of Pflugerville's newest pet store. In honour of these events, Bark Street is having a street fair to celebrate. Everyone from Bark Street will be there, and it's the perfect place for Professor Mittens and Elena Stork, my ex-partner and ex-BFF, to sabotage and cause a little chaos. But don't worry, Sniffy and I are on the case, and we will stop them in their tracks. Join us now for the season finale of the Snoop and Sniffy Show!
Ooh, the Bark Street Fair looks so fun. Look at all the stalls. Is that the macaroni and cheese stall? Well, too bad we can't eat cheese because of that sewer rat. Oh, corn dogs. Snoop, can we go, please?
That's up to the schlubs. We must wait for them to decide to take us with them to the street fair. Okay, looks like the schlubs won't be going, and we will be sneaking out the doggy door.
Oh, I love it when we sneak out, which is all the time.
The schlubs are very trusting owners. Plus, we're sneaking out for the good of all of Pflugerville. Someone has to stop Professor Mittens and Elaine the Stork.
We're gonna stop 'em, Snoop.
That's the spirit, Sniffy. Now, if all goes well today, I think it might be time for you to move up from junior detective to just detective.
You really mean that, Snoop?
I do. You've proven yourself time and time again. Your sniffing, your astute enthusiasm, your, smarts. You deserve to be a full-blown detective.
I won't let you down, Snoop.
Ah, right on time. Let's see what Freckles' plan of action is today.
Snoop, Sniffy, Freckles here.
Lay it on us, Freckles. What's the plan?
As you know, today is the centennial celebration of Pflugerville. This means this sleepy hamlet is now 100 years old.
That's old, especially in dog years.
Yes, it's quite an accomplishment. Today is also the day the new pet store is opening. It all coincides with the street fair here on Bark Street. Now, we have many agents out on the street, undercover, searching for Professor Mittens and her cronies. But, since she's your nemesis, Snoop, we are relying on you to prevent her from causing any chaos.
I accept full responsibility. I know Professor Mittens well enough at this point to predict her moves. She will try to do something at the pet store. I know it. So we will be ready.
Very well. The stakes have never been higher. We can't have pandemonium at this street fair. I'm trusting in you both to do your jobs and prove you are the best dog detectives Bark Street has ever seen.
We won't let you down.
Thank you, Snoop. Best of luck.
Freckles must be nervous because she didn't hang up on me this time.
She has nothing to fear. We're going to stop Professor Mittens.
Righty-o. Now, off we go to the Bark Street Street Fair. What a beautiful day for a street fair. Not a cloud in the sky, a light breeze.
Oh, the smells. It's so glorious.
Yes, that does smell appealing. No, stay focused, Snoop. We can enjoy the street fair after we find and stop Professor Mittens.
A jalapeno popper stall, a bundt cake stall. Ooh, a banana stall. So much good food.
Focus, Sniffy, focus.
I'm alert.
Ah, live music. Every street fair needs live music.
Yeah, it's got me on my dancing paws.
This street fair is really impressive. Very easy to get distracted. Even I find myself straying. And knit yourself a quilt stall?
Snoops! Sniffy, are you enjoying the fair?
Our bee friends, Orlando and Polly.
We are working and observing the fair.
Well, when you're done observing, stop by our honey stall. We are selling our vanilla honeycomb plus the new flavor, Lemonly, a combination of lemon and honey. Queenie, very proud.
Ooh, Lemony. I want to try it.
We'll be sure to circle back, Polly. Thank you.
Those bees sure are inventive. All their honey combinations sound divine.
In due time, Sniffy.
Snoop! Sniffy! There are so many violations happening at this fair.
Hi, Lorraine. The street is closed down. It's okay for people and animals alike to be walking around here.
If you say so. But if you happen to have more thoughts about our local park politics, come by my stall, located not on the street, but outside my shed. I have brochures and everything.
Thanks, Lorraine, but we're on a case.
Oh, you too. Always on a case. But so am I. Agent 99 is always vigilant.
See you later, Agent 99.
Shh! No one must know.
Almost to the pet store.
I hear a disturbance. Could it be?
No, it's just Bean and Wiggles. Arguing, of course.
Wiggles, this is my designated area to set up the country club stall. We're doing paper mache with gold leaf.
What? No, this is my place for my stall. I'm selling chewed up dog toys.
No one wants chewed up dog toys.
There's a market for everything.
What if you two share the stall and sold gold leaf paper mache dog toys?
Sniffy, you are a genius. A sentence I never thought I'd say.
Bean, we're gonna be rich. Thanks, Sniffy.
Well handled, Sniffy. Sniffy? What is it, lad? What scent have you got?
It's something sweet and yummy. It's maple syrup.
Maple syrup?
A trail of maple syrup. It started from the chocolate chip pancake and French toast combo stall, and it leads around here.
Sniffy, someone might have just dropped some maple syrup.
No, I have a hunch. We must follow this trail of maple syrup. Come on, Snoop.
Sniffy! Oh, this pup is too much. But he may be onto something. Coming, Sniffy.
The maple syrup trail, it leads up here. Past the bouncy castles, past the mini golf courses, and past the deep-fried cotton candy stall. All the way to...
the pet store! You were right, Sniffy. Something is afoot. This maple syrup trail is deliberate. Someone left it on purpose.
Look at the doors, Snoop.
A maple syrup catastrophe! Someone's jammed all the doors to the pet store with maple syrup.
That's not good.
No, not good at all. If the doors are stuck closed because of the maple syrup, then the pet store can't open and the grand opening celebration will be ruined. Aren't we in a sticky situation. It seems that Professor Mittens has jammed up the doors to the new pet store with maple syrup. Now, the doors won't open and the grand opening is threatened. While we figure out what to do, you will take a quick break and stay away from the maple syrup.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
And we're back. When you last left us, Sniffy had discovered a trail of maple syrup that led through the Bark Street Street Fair all the way to the newly constructed Pflugerville Pet Store. This was no happy maple syrup trail, though, because it appears the doors to the pet store are jammed shut with maple syrup. We have to somehow get the maple syrup off so the store can have its grand opening.
The doors won't budge. The maple syrup has hardened, and now it's all stuck. Aw, this is so sad. I was looking forward to some new pet toys and treats.
Well, let's not give up that easily, Sniffy. Maple syrup isn't concrete after all, I think. And we can probably find some way to get rid of it.
Water usually gets out the messes in my fur, and I get in a lot of messes.
By Jove, you're correct, Sniffy. Maple syrup can easily be washed away with some water and a healthy scrub.
But how are we going to get water all the way over here?
If a trail of maple syrup can make it from the chocolate chip pancake and French toast combo stall, then water can make it here too. I have a plan, but we're going to need help from a whole lot of people. Freckles, Snoop here. Tell every agent and every animal you know to meet me at the park pond pronto.
Snoop, what do you have planned?
Just do it. That felt good. Now, come on, Sniffy, to the park pond. Good. A group has already gathered at the pond. Perfect.
Look, there's Freckles.
What harebrained scheme do you have in mind, Snoop?
Hello, everyone. Thank you for coming with such short notice. My nemesis, Professor Mittens, is trying to ruin today's grand opening of the Pflugerville Pet Store. She's jammed up all the doors with maple syrup.
That deserves a ticket!
Yes, it does. And we have to wash away the syrup. In order to do that, we need everyone's help.
What can we do to help?
Poot heard there was a problem, and Poot is here to help.
Oh, hi, Poot.
Hi, Sniffy.
We are going to form a line, and using our pet bowls and any other containers, we are going to transfer water from the pond all the way across the street fair to the pet store, where we will splash the water against the door, clearing away the maple syrup.
Won't that take a long time?
Not if everyone pitches in. Now, come on.
You heard the dog. Get into formation.
This is quite wild, but it just might work.
Begin the water transferring.
Pass the water. Pass the water.
Don't throw the water at me, Wiggles. Gentle.
That was gentle, Bean. Jeez.
It's working, Snoop, but will the line reach the pet store?
Our human owners have started to notice that all us animals are acting weird and lining up and throwing water between us.
Ignore the humans. We have a pet store to save. We've reached the pet store. Sniffy, you're the last one in place. Start throwing the water against the doors.
Be gone, maple syrup. It's working. It's working. More water. The maple syrup is going away. It worked! The pet store doors are unstuck and open! We did it!
I say, well done, everyone! We worked together and saved the pet store from being closed.
Snoop, your organisation and leadership skills are top-notch. I'm quite impressed.
As if there was any doubt.
Our human owners, they are so impressed by what we just did that they are giving us free toys from the pet store.
And treats!
They even gave a toy to me. Poot, I'm putting this with the rest of my stash.
Toys and treats, my favorite things. We saved the day. We saved the day.
Not yet. Professor Mittens is still out there. And she won't rest till everything is ruined.
You really are no fun, Snoop.
Professor Mittens.
You may have thwarted my attempt to stop the pet store from opening, but you'll never make it to the founder's statue in time. That's right. This was a distraction. Elaine is over at that stupid statue about to knock it over. What a terrible way to celebrate the city's founding, with the founder's statue in pieces. I really am an evil genius.
No.
The statue. We should have known. Cats love to knock things over.
I can stop her.
Sniffy? Sniffy?
Where does he think he's going? He'll never make it in time. He can't.
Wheeler's gadget, the jetpack. Oh, that Sniffy is in big trouble.
A jetpack? That wasn't in the pile of gadgets Elaine stole. What?
To the statue.
About to knock over this statue? Wait a minute. What's that blur coming straight for me? Is that a dog wearing a jetpack? I'm hit. I'm down. I'm hurt. Oh, I'm okay.
That's right, Elaine. Too late to topple over the statue. Sniffy got you.
Elaine, you didn't do it. Ah, what? Come on. You had one job.
One job? I've done everything. I've trapped Sniffy and Snoop in the sewer. I put the maple syrup on the pet store doors. I fly you around everywhere. I'm the true mastermind here.
You? Please. You can't come up with a single idea that's good.
I'm the one who stole Wheeler's gadgets. Where do you think we'd be without them?
You forgot to grab the jetpack, though.
Unbelievable. You know what? Mitt.
Don't call me that.
I'm done with you. Our partnership is over. This evil genius needs a new friend. This town is just too sleepy for me. Goodbye.
I don't need her anyway.
The game's up, Mitt.
No, you can't call me that too.
This is the last time you cause chaos and havoc here in Pflugerville.
You deserve so many tickets.
Our country club is disgusted.
I thought Professor Mittens was a gerbil.
You don't have to be my nemesis, Professor Mittens. We can be friends. I'm willing to forgive. Put the past behind us.
Really?
Yes. You don't have to live a life of evil geniusness.
But...
be our friend.
The offer is tempting, but it would just be so boring. I live to cause chaos, and I won't stop now. See you, all of you, again real soon. I may not have been able to topple the statue today, but I'll be back. And that statue won't be the only thing in the ruins. Oh, dang. I can't be flown away anymore by my stork friend. So, I guess I'm just gonna hiss and run off that way. Until next time.
Well, I tried.
Good work, Snoop and Sniffy. You saved the Bark Street Street Fair from chaos and made sure the pet store could open up without a maple syrup hitch.
That was all Sniffy. He discovered the maple syrup trail and stopped the statue from tipping over.
Aw, shucks.
I think it's time he became a real detective and my full partner. No more junior title.
You really think so, Snoop?
I know so. What do you say, Sniffy?
I accept.
Now, about that jetpack. Well, we did it. We've once again stopped Professor Mittens and saved the day. I thought I might finally be able to make peace with her, but she's still not ready. And so our game will live on to see another day. As for Sniffy, despite the jetpack disobedience, he really has learned a lot, and I can't wait to see what he does as a full-fledged detective. This season has been full of surprises and adventures. We've all grown so much, myself included. I feel so lucky to have been sent to Pflugerville and have met all these fantastic pets and animals. It's truly a privilege to be here. And if you've enjoyed being here and listening to this season of episodes, you can find more just like them by searching Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts. You won't regret it. Now, as we close out the season, I want to remind you one last time, always be investigating. Woof woof.
Go Kid Go.
Food is an important part of our lives. Not only do we need it to be strong and healthy, but it can be a way we connect with others, like when you're sitting around the dinner table with friends or family. So what happens when someone commits a food crime? Food crimes are things like sneaking Halloween candy before school with a sibling, or making dessert that only you like, even when the whole family was looking forward to dessert. There are two sides to every story, so when a food crime is committed, we simply have to hear the whole truth. And in the show Food Crimes, you can listen as real kids bring their real stories to the food court. They explain the crime in question and make their case to the judge. So if you'd like to see if justice is served, be sure to listen to Food Crimes wherever you listen to podcasts.